Hello, this is Type Radio. I'm Lisa.
And I'm Donald.
And we're here with...
Adam Tvardoch.
A-Type I, Helsinki, 2005. Welcome.
Are you religious, Adam?
I am.
Good.
What religion are you?
I'm Christian. I'm Catholic. All Polish people are Catholic.
All of them?
Yes. Even those that claim that they're...
They're not.
Yeah. It's just... It's embedded with... It's like you get a stamp in a passport that is issued by the central government. You cannot change it. It's just... You can write something on the side, but... You know, we had a Polish pope, so... All Polish people are Catholic. No, of course not, but it's really, at least nominally, the vast majority is, and it's... the reality is usually different, but I guess with a Polish pope, everybody was declaring themselves Catholic.
What do you like to drink?
Water and red wine and vodka and milk.
Would that be Polish vodka or...
Or Russian vodka.
Or Russian vodka.
Yes.
The bison vodka? No?
Well, I often get very good Russian vodka from Yuri, from my boss, or, well, my FontLab teammate. And every time we meet, he brings a good bottle. And, yeah, Polish vodka is good as well. I didn't bring any... Polish vodka with me, unfortunately, because I didn't go to Poland right before departing here. So,
do you usually bring it with you to conferences?
I sometimes do, yes.
How do you relax?
I like to go skiing when I have time. I like swimming, and I like... I'm usually pretty relaxed, so I don't really sort of need to explicitly relax. I try to maintain a fairly relaxed, you know, way of living. And since work doesn't really generate stress to me, it's...
It doesn't?
No. It's, even if it's sort of, you know, appears stressful outside, it's not really very stressful because it's fun.
You are enjoying yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have rituals?
I'm sorry.
Do you have rituals?
Do I have rituals? Yes, it's... yes, I get up in the morning or in the early afternoon or in early morning or whatever I choose to get up, and then I... turn on my computer, and then I go to brush my teeth, because, and then I go make coffee, and then I sometimes turn my computer off because I decide that I'm not going to use it, but I always turn it on. I don't know why, but that's...
Because it's attached to you?
It's a tool that I really sort of, yeah, depend on to some extent. I would like to think it would not be that way, but it is. So, yes.
Who do you trust?
Oh, I trust quite a few people. I trust people in my family, and I trust quite a few friends that I have. And also people... that I work with, which is, I think, to me, has been a blessing that I've been working, you know, with and for quite a few different companies, and I trust them all. They, like, remind me, keep reminding me that I should send them an invoice and, you know, bring money to me and say, well, you should actually bill us. That's, and all, you know, it's not only about the money, but in general, I think people who work in type are, it's just easy to work because you don't have to worry about, you know, you don't have to, I don't know, do some tactics like in advertising or graphic design and sort of, you know, play your cards. You can usually play open cards, just, you know, say what you think. I've found the vast majority, or actually almost everybody who I work with, very frank, and I felt that I could trust them, and I haven't been disappointed yet.
How many illegal fonts do you have?
Oh, that's a very good question. It's difficult to count. I guess I have a lot, but then again, I only have bought very, very few fonts in my life. But since I try to work, I started working in typography for fonts. So I was doing some things for some companies, and then just in order to get their font set. And then I have, you know, many fonts from many companies that they have given me one way or another, or since I also work for font distributors and I'm a developer, I have access to all these fonts and I have them on my local machine to do testing, but it's not really that I would use them in any project because I don't feel I have a license to use them. I have a probably license to look at them and evaluate them and play with them and do some technical things that I mostly do, but I guess some percentage of them is illegal. I have a very large number of fonts, but I do statistical measurements with them. For instance, I could for Mark Barrett, I could make a comparison of the X heights and ascenders and descenders in 100,000 fonts or so. I've run, you know, the new Linotype Font Explorer. I loaded my library, not the old entire one, but I think about 70,000 fonts, and it didn't crash. It worked fast. So that was like the milestone for me, and said, "Oh, that's a good application because it actually deals with this this huge collection of fonts."
But for example, that project then for Mark Barrett, how long would that?
I would write a Python script that should take me maybe 30 minutes, and then it would run for probably an hour or so, or maybe 40 minutes, and I would go drink coffee or do something else on the same computer. So altogether, actually, I have once somebody asked me to make a test of different UPM sizes used in OpenType and TrueType fonts, like a small statistical evaluation, and I could do it within, I don't know, 2 hours or so. And that's, I like playing with, you know, numbers and doing sort of statistics and looking at what kerning pairs are in what percentage of the fonts worldwide. For some reason, I find it interesting.
Stay tuned at www.typeradio.org.